Tesis, yes, the Gemara says over here, but according to the Yechamam, there's a din of Dalet Amis. But Tesis, if I get, if Yechanan holds, it's Kuf Amma. It's not Dalet Amma. Because where's the marker of Dalet Amma? If I get, the din is Kuf Amma, not Dalet Amma. As Frekka Bekivager on Tesis, the Gilyan Hashas, that the Alfusa that we're coming to learn out, it's just like Chotzer works by Get, Chotzer works by Metzia. We're learning out Metzia from Get. As Eivaze, being that we're learning out Metzia from Get, as that is a shame Chotzer, once a Chotzer works, we could learn it out from the other one. We're not learning out what the sheer of being Chotzer is. We're just learning out the Musig of Chotzer, and Chotzer is Mishum Yad. As why does it have to be exactly the same amount? Over here they were misaking kuf, over here they were misaking dalet. All we're learning out is the etzem musik that a chotzer works. That's what Rabbi Kivager asks. As Rabbi Nochum is miyashe b'yisoid, we marich a little bit more, that vaisachoy synthesis, that just because chotzer works is not enough to teach us dalet amis. Because dalet amis is not a poshut of chotzer. It needs a separate yalfusa. Ve'emes, it's meduyik that way in the Gemara, because the Gemara says yeshla yad, yeshla chotzer, yeshla dalet amis. Why does the Gemara say dalet amis separately? Once you say yeshla chotzer, automatically we know dalet amis. It's meduyik that dalet amis is a lower level chotzer. It needs its own yalfusa. As how could you explain it? As you could explain it, Ba'oifin Zeh, there's a big shayla how Dalet Amis works. The Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, and Gittin Ayin Ches, yes, that how could Dalet Amis work? For Gerishin, Gerishin is a Din Daraisa, and Dalet Amis is a Takana Derabonon. As how could a Kinyan Derabonon make a Gerishin Daraisa? And if it's only working on a derabbanandika level, it's midaraisa they're married. If midaraisa they're married, there's an isereishasis. A spreg the rishonim, how could a kinyan derabbanan work for a gerishin? Bishleimu when you're handling mecha to memka or mitziya. As a kinyan derabbanan, you're kind of midarabbanan. But by gerishin, if it's only a get midarabbanan, midaraisa they're still married. If midaraisa they're still married, how does it help? As the Ran answers, because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Chazal were mafker the Dalet Amis, and they were matmit to the Isha. And the Mele works the Araisa. That's the Teretz of the Ram. And that's what the Ritvin Arsugya says also. Mefiza, the Gedder of Dalet Amis, is Chazal were maknitim the Dalet Amis. It's Mamish his Chotzer. It's his Rishos. L'chol Adinim in Choshe Mishpah. Of the Ramban in Gittin, Lion Ches says it different. He says that it's Mishum Afkinu Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei. But we're in the Ramban that Dalet Amis isn't they were mafka the Rishus and they gave it to him. Dalet Amis is Mishum Afkinu Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei. Thus is Aleph. As you see in the Ramban, it's not I had his Dalet Amis work. It's not Mishum Hefker. As there's a very famous Baal HaMor in Masechta Shabbos. The Baal HaMor says in Shabbos, Daf Sadik Vov, a big chiddush. In Shabbos, there's the Malach of Haitzom, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. That's why we need an Erev. It's also for us to carry things in a place where there's no Erev. You're not allowed to be mighty from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Haitzah is one of the Lamed Tes Malacha. There's another Isser of Avara Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim that you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to walk with it, Dalet Amis. Zog the Baal HaMor, Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, the reason why it's Usser is because Dalet Amis is Rishusai Shel Adam. As when you're being maver Dalet Amis, you're taking it from one Rishus to another Rishus. And that's why it's a Toiloda of the Malacha of Haitzar Rishus Lershus. Where does the Baal HaMor bring a Raya that Dalet Amis is Rishus Shel Adam? Zog de Balamar, because Dalit Am is Pesachoyne. Greg the Avne Nezer on the Balamar, the obvious question. Dalit Am is Koine, is there a Bono? How could you bring a Raya that it has a Shem Rishus Midaraisa Klape, the Malocha of Havaris Dalit Am is Rishus Arab? Mavur in the Balamar, that which Dalit Am is Yom Rishus is a Daraisa Gikam level. Things that in within four amas of you is ki'ilu, it's your area. That's a deraisa dika musig. Midrabanan, they said it's enough for kinyan. Of the musig of dalit amas, that's a deraisa dika musig. And be'emes, lefida balamar, you could answer a chidistuma. Chidistuma means a riddle. That, why would they only misakin Dalit Amis? Maybe five Amis, maybe three Amis, maybe two Amis. Why pun did they make a takana of Dalit Amis? Mashaykh is Dalit Amis. Of the Fiza, it's good because Dalit Amis be'etzem is Rishusai Shel Adam. And you find other dinim in the Torah where the shiurim are Dalit Amis. Because Dalit Amis be'etzem is the Rishus of a person. As being that's be'etzem the rishus of the person, Chazal made, that's enough klapi kinyan. As the Balamar, you put the Balamar together with the Ramban, say, we have a shein of word in the kinyan of Dalit Amis. It's not really yours in Choshim Mishpat, but still, the Dalit Amis is your area, your rishus. That's makoimai shel adam. Dalit Amis. Ayvazei, it's not a real chatzar. It's Rishusai, but it's not a Chatzar in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. What were the Rabbanan Mechadish? The Rabbanan were Mechadish. If you put it into the Dalit Amis of Adam, which is Mekoymai Shel Adam, he's Koyna. Dumya the Chatzar. As it's a Me'ein of Chatzar, but it's not Mamish a Chatzar. The Fizet Toysis over here is Gevaldig. Toysis learns Dalit Amis is not your chatzar. Chazal weren't makna to you. It's just mekaymai. It's just mishusai. As memele, it's a mechudish digger thing. As it needs its own yalfusa. As even if we know chatzar is mahani beget, that's not going to tell us Dalit Amis because Dalit Amis is not a chatzar. Memele, therefore, Taisus holds that you need a separate yalfusa for Dalit Amis. Learning chotzer ba'if and klali is not enough to tell us that Dalit Amis helps. And it's muchach in Toysis Ayin Ches Amid Beis this way. Because Toysis Ayin Ches Amid Beis says that Avir of Dalit Amis helps to be koined too. Zog Toysis, even though Avir chotzer wouldn't work, but Zog Toysis, anyway, Dalit Amis is not your chotzer. And Midrabanan, we said, Hagam, it's not your chatzar, it works like chatzar. Azu Adin, the Aver, works also. What does Taisis mean? The Rabbanan said, Hagam, it's not your chatzar. They made it ki'ilu, it's your chatzar. They made Hefker Bez and Hefker, it's your chatzar mamish. You see, in Taisis, Taisim Gidnaim Chesam Rebez is Muchach, like the Ramban, like the Balamar, that Dalit Amis is not your chatzar mamish. And a filu haki aso, as we can make aso, klapi other things, klapi the aver also. Nos is the Taisin, that's Shannon Taisin. I, Rabbi Kiva Ego over here, ask the question. As if you look in Rabbi Kiva Ego, as when he asked the question, Rabbi Kiva Ego is Miramis the Teretz. That's the goiness of Rabbi Kiva Ego. When Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question, he says that Tiknula Dal Hiknula Dalit Amis. In the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's more clear. Rabbi Kiva Eger here is learning like the Ran. That the Ran, that the Gedev of Dalit Amis, is they were Maknaloi the Dalit Amis. It's his Chotzer Mamish. As if they were Matnaloi the Dalit Amis, it's his Chotzer Mamish. You don't need to say Yalfusa on Dalit Amis. Mashen King Toysvis will learn differently. Thus is the Mahalach to be Miyashiv Toysvis. Yeah. Rada, Rav Shlomo Eger says in the Hakdama to Chedushei Rabbi Akiva Eger that Rabbi Akiva Eger many times asks his question lefi one side in the Rishayim. It's not a chiddush what we're saying. Rabbi Eger said, "Enochinami." That's what his father meant to say. That lefi this side in the Rishayim, this is Shver. That's what he's learning. If you learn differently, I say Enochinami. As lefi zeh, Rabbi Akiva Eger's meram is to the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. Let's go back to the Guv Divrei Gemara and the Sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. As the Gemara asks, "Umi Kaman Diyama Chotzer Mishum Shlichus Yisraboy," there's a ribu of Chotzer by Ganev and Kamilon Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Am Revina Eicha Amrinon Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira Eicha De Shliach Bar Chiyuva. Avul Chotzer De Lav Bar Chiyuva Hu Mechayim. Shalchay. As the Gemara is mevur that a chotzer is lav bar chiyuvu mechayev shalchay. What difference does it make if it's bar chiyuvu or lav bar chiyuvu? My nafkamin in the parsh of shlichas if you're bar chiyuvu or not. As there's a big machlokes we showed him. Rashi in the Rabbeinu Peretz explained the Gemara that is going with the tam of divrei harav, the divrei hatalmid, divrei mishaymim. And it's only Shayach, Dibre Arab, Dibre Atam, Dibre Mishaimim. If it's Aser, if it's not Aser, there's no Dibre Arab, Dibre Atam, Dibre Mishaimim. Mufayim, Rav Nochum, was Medayik, Tosis, and Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes, Amir Ali. That he's Mazbe, the Gemara. There's no Dibre Arab, Dibre Atam, Dibre Mishaimim. If he's Allah, Baruch Hu, if there's no Iser, there's no Dibre Arab. However, the Rash Mishans Lishitasa, he says that Divrei Arab is only a Havamina, we fall away from it. As how is he Miyashav the Gemara? He says because the Makar of Shliach, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira is Shchutei Chutz, it has to be Dumya de Shchutei Chutz. If it's Lav Bar Chiyuv, it's Eino Dumya de Shchutei Chutz. Frek the Taisis Shans, what's the Svara? And he doesn't explain it. Ablamaisa, he says that's the pshat in the Gemara, that it's lav dunya the shvutei chutz. You have to know how to explain it, but that's his kibbutz. Oh, that's the way he goes. Okay. As Zot Rashi, Shavu Muzer al Adavar Hasam Pater Ashaleh. Darmina le divrei Arab, divrei Atam, divrei Mishaimim. The loy ayaloy lasos. As over here we have a Rashi that explains divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim, loy ayaloy lasos. The shail is what does Rashi mean? So let's go into the sugya of divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim. There's a very basic pshat question. I hear divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim. But this guy, loy shama la rav. He was shama to the Talmud. As in concept, the idea, divrei harav, v'divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishaimim. But this guy went ahead and he listened to the Talmud. It happens sometimes. People listen to who they're not supposed to. As Bishleimu, we're talking about a guy who listens to the rav. I hear divrei harav, divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishaimim. But we were talking about a guy who's listening to the Talmud. As what's the svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Mishaimim? He should have, but he didn't. As why does it make that there's no shlichus? Basic shot question. As there's a big shaila how to learn. There's different ways to learn. The Tosis Rosh and the Tosis Rash Mishans in Ar Sugya and the Sma in Zimin Kuf Pei Beis and Hoshe Mishpat explain. The svar of divrei arav, the divrei atam, the divrei mishaimim is savalti shelo yishmali. I thought he wouldn't listen to me. I thought he listened to Hashem. The maisi went ahead. He listened to you, but the mishalach has a tainus ptur. He could have said, "I didn't think he would listen to me." The velt learns it's meina oinus. He's not a pesheya. I didn't think he would listen to me. I told him to do it. You told him to do it. If you didn't think he would do it while you're talking to him. That's the tain on it. Oh. Okay, it's a tain on a lot of people. They say a lot of things.
Lamaisa, he said it, and he could tie it. I didn't think he would do it.
Zameila, he's ma'ein, not a cliche. I wouldn't call him an oinus. I take it's felt in the pshim, felt in the machayim. Savalti shelo yishmali. Taina Reb Nochum and Reb Shmuel, that in Rashi is meduyik not that way. Why? Because lefi this mahalach, the chsaron is in the mishalach. The mishalach doesn't have a machayim because savalti shelo yishmali. Rashi over here says the problem is in the shliach. Loi haya loi lasas. He speaks out, it's a svara in the shliach. Loi haya loi lasas. The feeling that he should have said, sovar shalai yishmalai. Not that the shliach shouldn't have done it. He's not stressing the ikka. As they want to say, in Rashi is mavur a different mahalach. What's the different mahalach? As they say, the yisoid of shlichus is why is the maisa shliach like the maisa mishalach? Because the mishalach told you to do it, and you're doing it because of him. Therefore, it's ki'ilu the mishalach did it. Abiv divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim. When he tells you to do it, you shouldn't listen to him. You should listen to the Rav and not to him. As his sivui is not a reason for you to do it. Because you shouldn't listen to him. As Kivan Shikain, loy hoya loy lasos. As when you're doing it, you can't say you're doing it for him. Because in order to do it for him, it has to be he told you to do it. He caused you to do it. And his telling you is not a cause for you to do it. Thus is the Hezver of Rashi. V'loi hoyaloi lasos. His telling you is not a cause for you to do it. That's the vote. As it's a chsarin in the shliach. As is a machlekes, what's the chsarin? Is it a chsarin in the mishalach? Savalti shelo yishmaloi? Or is it a chsarin in the shliach? My nafkamina ledin. At the end of the day, divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim, my nafkamina. As you could say, the nafkamina is a chakira of Reb Chaim Brisk in the stencil. Kimuvan, he doesn't say it's totally on the machlekes Rashi and Tosis lefi Reb Nochum. He was before Reb Nochum. Aber he clears a chakira. What's his chakir? The din of ein shliach l'dvar avera means you're not a shliach, or it means you don't get an einish. What's the pshat in ein shliach l'dvar avera? Does it mean you're not a shliach, or does it mean you don't get an einish? So he says, on one hand, we could be medayik the Gemara and b'mitziyah the Gemara in Kedushin. It says ein shliach l'dvar avera. The Gemara is meduyik, you're not a shliach. Yet on the other hand, the Gemara in Ksuvis Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis and the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Lamed Beis says, V'chi ze choyte v'ze mischayim? As that Lashon sounds like, it's a din in the Einish. V'chi ze choyte v'ze mischayim? It's talking about the Einish. Azak Reb Chaim, okay, we have a Gemara Meduyik one way, we have a Gemara Meduyik the other way, as he does the Brisker solution. Vais the Chayis Tiyukim Aloi Machriya. We have to be Machriya differently. So what is it Tali in? Azak Reb Chaim, it's Tali in this Taisis in Asuyin. Eventually we're going to learn. Taisis clears, if a Kohen says to someone, to be a Yisrael, to be Makadish Agrusha, the Fila Mandiyama that you hold, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, is it the Pshat that he doesn't get Malkus, or is it the Pshat that the Kedushin is not Chal? What's the Safik in Taisis? Zakr B'chaim Brisker, the Safik in Taisis is what's the concern of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Is it a Vard he doesn't get Malkus, but the Kedushin is Chal? All the Vard is, he's not a Shliach. And if he's not a shliach, the kedushin is not a chal. So, Hashem, we'll see. It's not poshet. That's the study in Taisis. But ze ma shemuv in the sense of b'shem Reb Chaim Mibris. Vinishvi, what's the hezber Reb Chaim Mibris? Reb Chaim is magdil. But what's the lama? What's the hezber in Reb Chaim? You could say it's totally on the sma and Rashi. Lefi the sma that the chsaron is, I'm not a pesheya, savalti shelo yishmalai. That's a chsarin in the oynish. You can't be machayiv in ma'oynish. He's not a pesheya. It's not a reason why he shouldn't be a shliach. You sent it. It's a reason why we can't give you an oynish. You're not a pesheya. Aber, according to Rashi, he shouldn't have listened to you, loy hayo loy lasais, as im kain, as then he's not a shliach. Mishkal, and that's the lashon of Rashi in Dushim Mem Beis Amid Beis Vahavelek Oise Me'elov. Okay, as we have a machlokes, what the chsaron of Divrei HaRav, and we have Yisaidus Dika Rashi over here, what the chsaron is. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua learn a third side. They say that the Torah wasn't mechadish shlichus for Aveira. Aveira, shlichus is a chiddush of the Torah. And the Torah doesn't want you to listen. Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. As the Torah wasn't mechadish shlichus for Aveira. That's sad. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't bring Rashi. He brings the Sma, the Taisus Rosh, the Taisus Shan, Sabati Shalai Yishmalai, and he brings his Hezber. And he says an interesting Nafkamina Liti. What's the din if you send a Mumer to do an Aveira? The Zman Hazel will say in Benusach Zed, you hire someone in the mafia to kill for you. Not you, someone hires someone in the mafia to kill for you. As everyone would say right away, ain't shliach ledvar aveira. Avada, the guy's not chayiv nisa. Aber zok derama, he brings a tashbitz. When the person is a mumer laharik, he's a professional killer. Or he's a mumer lignoy. You hire a professional ganav to steal for you. Even if you don't hire him, you tell him. Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. The mishalach is chayiv. Does zok dirama in some kufpei beis b'shem the tashmis, and the shach on the place shries chay v'kayim. Loi matzinu chiddush ki yaitzavis. We should have molly rishonim gemaris comes out by a mumer yesh liach levar aveira v'oig yes other kashas ein zman lahar. Was geit all the machlekes the rama and the shach. Zakrubikiva Eger, the Ramah learns the Tamiz Savalti Shalai Yishmalai. As by a Mumar, you can't say Savalti Shalai Yishmalai. You know this guy doesn't listen to Divrei HaRav. You know he's gonna listen to you. You know he sees the money, he does it. As over here, you can't say Inchliach Levar Aveira. And the Shach learns the other way. That it's Tali if it's an Aveira Be'etzem. Over here it's an Aveira Be'etzem. Who cares if he's a Mumer? But it's an Aveira Be'etzem. L'choira, l'fi Rashi, what would be? Ma'oid Yitach and l'fi Rashi. There's also Lai Haya Lai Lasais. L'maise, the Isser is there, even though he's a Mumer. Savalti Shalai Lishmalai, you can't say. But the loy haya loy lasis is there. Rabbi Kivega says the nafkamina between sma and Rabbi Kivega. Ma'od yitachen, it's a nafkamina between Rabbi Kivega, the sma and Rashi too. Okay. As thus is in the svara of Divrei HaRav of loy haya loy lasis. As that's the Gemara. Freg the Gemara. What? It's totally on Bnei Chiyuva. Elamiyata, I'm a Lisha Bebet, Sega Gnoivali, the love Nei Chiyuva Nidu. Hachatami de Machayev Shochon. I'm an Ebet, the Isha Bebet, the Nei Chiyuva Nidu. Hashtem Miu, Les Lo Lishlume. Itna Nisgasha Isin, Shachra Ebet, Chayovin Lishale. Havamina is Gorshver. Avada de Rabba Chiyuva, but they're less lulu l'shlume. Because less lulu l'shlume, therefore they're called lav bar chiyuva. The havamin of the Gemara is gosher. Abba was a havamin, and the Gemara is masik. Factor became the Eger and the Noy de Yehuda, a bomba kasha on the Gemara. An Isha and an Eved are pata because they don't have money. As therefore, is the Isha allowed to go over and steal? Is the Isha allowed to go over and be mazik? Chas v'cholila. That there was never a havamina not that way. A Isha and a Eved, it's also for them to be goinev also. What is Bar Chiyuva Toliye? Zot Rashi. Bar Chiyuva Sha'afu Muzer Aladover. Bar Chiyuva is Toliye on Isser. Sha'afu Muzer Aladover. Hare. A Isha and a Eved is also. Azenoch Inami, they love Bar Tashlumin. The Havamina was that they're not mechuyev to pay. But the din of Bar Chiyuva, Rashi says, mefurish, is tali on a iser. As what pechlah was the tzad of the Gemara, that they love Bar Chiyuva. And love Bar Chiyuva is tali on a iser. And the isha and the eved, zikr, have an iser. That's the huge kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gemara. Tzarchi as the Yoinis Ile, who was Choshev Bocher, the Yeshiva Smir, and Rabbi Shimon in Simin Yud Aleph before the war. And in Simin Yud Aleph, in those days, when a bacher printed a kuntres with chedushei Torah, it wasn't that they were just printing it up. Someone printed it. It was the top bacher in yeshiva. The yeshiva, everyone was baki and shas. A different level. Yeah. Nowadays you have to be matish. It's a little bit different than Torah dilei. Yeah. About the Yehi Silem, when he was a bacher, he suggested a pshat that made a tumult in the basement. Zog di yainisilin, enoch inam, is da svei dinin in the shlichas for a gneva. There's the shlichas in the gneva that he should be over on the isa gneva. And that the Gemara knew that avada the isha is over an isa, an ein shlich ledvara veira. Aba freg the Gemara, dal the isa mehacha, but there's also a chiv tashlumen in Ivan. As klapi the chiv tashlumin of the gneva, that you should say yesh liach ledvar aveira. As if you're going to say yesh liach ledvar aveira, is the mishalach over an iser? No, ein shliach ledvar aveira. The ish is a bar chiyuva, the ish is over an iser. As the mishalach is not over an aveira. Aber freg the gemara klapi the tashlumin jeboy. He's a lav banei chiyuva. As klapi the tashlumin, it should be chal the din of shlichus, and the mishalach should be chayiv l'shalem. As a gvaldiga einfal, sveidinim gvaldiga chav, and that's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara answers, no, even klapi that he's a ben chiyuv. Does anyone have a question on this? It's a gefaldi gatzola. Rabbi Kivega, the night of Yehuda. Everyone's handling the shaila. Comes along this bacher and yeshiva smith. Top bacher, of course. Ah, yishmak of rap. Stay dinin.
It's not
barbaric now. Oh, tainet el. That if you could split the two, the chiyuv from the tashlum, as what are we handling in the tashlum? The labnei chiyuv in it. And shliach ledvar aveira. That angle is not the aveira shavan. As the Gemara is saying, the din of ein shliach ledvar aveira is tali in bnei chiyuva not. If you're saying klapi da aveira, he's a bar chiyuva.
Aber klappi the tashlum, he's not. So what is Avshaychus the Shlich Lidvar Aveira? It's the Stam Shlichus Klapi the Tashlum. Here's the Shaila.
Why can't you say that Tashlum is for an Aveira?
Oh, as Reb Shimon is the Shaila. Reb Shimon in Simin Yirala brings down that there is such a Mahala. Brings Reb Shimon, frags Reb Shimon the Shaila. That if you're splitting the tashlum from the avera, as what's the shliach l'dvar avera? Zog Reb Shimon, what are you going to say? Maybe the tashlum of gneva is for the avera. Aber Zog Reb Shimon, even when there's no iser gneva, you're still chayev b'tashlumen. Can't be. As what's the tzir where there's no iser gneva that you chayev betashlumin? Rank Reb Shimon, the Gemara in Baba Kama, if someone says, if you don't steal from Pliny, I'm gonna kill you. As the halacha is, it's mutter for you to steal, but the Gemara says, you mechuyev l'shamin. As you see, it's shayich, a chayev tashlumin of gneva, even when it's mutter for you to steal. You're allowed to steal pekoch nefashes daicha kol es shabbatayim. Aber you still mechuyev l'shalim dinei gneva. As you see, that gneva is not tali on the issa tashlumin.
So don't say it's tali; you say it's a separate issa.
But you see, even when there's no issa, you still have a chiyuv tashlumin. That's what he's asking.
Is that a dikoy over there? Is that a issa gneva over there?
You get an X in Shemayim. Even for Tchiyah, the Pshat in Tchiyah, it's not Hutcha, it's Tchuyah, I hear. But Tchuyah doesn't answer everything. So it is Tchuyah, let's say. Because if it's a Shailah, it's Hutcha or Tchuyah. But even if it's Tchuyah, when you come to Shemayim, you're going to get an X. You did the wrong thing. If you'd ask the local rob, you gotta, should I do it or not?
So there's two dinim in the gazela. There's the ben adam makam, ben adam makavera.
Okay, fine.
So for ben adam the makam, you're gonna be pater by the.
It's shalas. Is it mutter or aser?
So it's mutter to steal, but you still have to pay back also ben adam makavera shibo.
Good, but therefore it was mutter. You see that the tashlum is not because of the iser. Okay, Dailam's having a hard time with Reb Shimon's kasha. Okay, they understand the Yonasila. Okay, good. Taif. Grada, even without Reb Shimon's back and forth, halbe yesh lo nabe teretz of the Yonasila, for many reasons. Taif, we'll leave the Ailam think and handle what could be yeah.
It's either Lohari Lassus or not. How do you say it's Tudina? Either should have done it or should have done it. Or just because he's put up the Tudina, now the Shlichus is Chama. Either the Shlichus or not.
What do you mean, Deus?
Originally,
if there's an Isser, and the Isser is Mavato, the Shlichus, as happened you done, Klapi the Tashlovit. Zakrib Shimon, that's the Tutu Mitzim and Taisis. Taisis is one Teretz, the Kedushin is Chal, even though it's Be'isser. As the, you could say this mahalif if you that sad in places. Okay, this is the okay. How be yesh lov? The Koran just santo mahalif. How be yesh lov? Okay, this is the back and forth in the shaila of the Gemara. The made of Yehuda, Riki Vege is upon the shaila that should be telling on iser. There is a iser. The Yonis Elam tries a little bit of Hatzalah, the Yesh Modin from Hatzalah's Nefashis, that it's not such a Gavaldiga Hatzalah. Yeah, oh, as we're back to the Kasha. Oh. Okay. As let's see the Taisis. Frank Taisis, that if the Klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is Talian Bar Chiyuva,
Have a shaila from a mufurish in Mishnah. Isha vevet nehi uveninu uvin taimer vatnam v'perik ha-koinis. Ashalech is a beira b'yachere shoyte v'kotten. Potter. Mamaya labnehi uveninu. Places a shaila. If you send it biyad, cheresh shaitav ikot, the law b'nei deya. The halacha is, the Mishnah says, the Mishalach is potter. Ay, a law b'nei chiyuvaninu, a cheresh shaitav ikot, a law b'nei chiyuva, they don't have any usurim of the Torah. It's mutter for them. If a cotton is under the age of 13, he's not a bar chiyuva b'chlal. Oh. Oh, das frek taisis. As over here, you should say yesh liach l'dvar aveira. And the taisis v'yesh leimer the hosa mishum de lav b'nei shlichus. There's a mir that a lav bar das is loy nase l'shliach. The Ritva is choydek on taisis. The Ritva says. Over there, what does the Mishnah mean? Ashalech is a beira biyad cheresh shoyte v'kot. It doesn't mean you walked over him and you said, do a shlichus for me. What it means is you had a light. You were lighting your menorah and you took the fire and you walked over to Cotton and you put it in his hand in a way where you knew the Cotton is going to take the light and walk around and start lighting things up. As it doesn't mean over there, you sent it. You didn't tell him, go do it. What it means is, there's a cotton and there's a forest, and you walk over to the cotton and you give him a big fire, and you know the cotton's gonna have fun with the fire, or the cheresh shaitava is gonna have fun with the fire. As the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though you were goyim a fire, because giving a cotton or a shaita, a fire in a forest, is not a good idea, you know what's going to happen. Abafilu hachi yipater b'dinei adam and chaye b'dinei shamayim, because a grama is pater b'dinei adam and chaye b'dinei shamayim. Mavur in the Ritva, that if you would send a cotton, the Mishalach is chayiv, even though he's lav b'nei shlichus aninu. Likda, a yisoidis dikamach leikis, toisus in the Ritva, if you send a cotton to be mazik, is the Mishalach chayiv, or to be goyned, is the Mishalach chayiv. Meaning, if a father sends his son to steal, if he the Ritva, the father is chayiv b'tashlumin. If he toises, he's part of it tashlumin. It's arach bia. What's pshat in the Ritva? Toises says it's a mir from shlichos. How could a cotton be bnei shlichos? What's pshat? As the Nesivis in Simin Kuf Pei Beis is one of his most famous shtibuch tayras. Zog the Nesivis is das vei dinim in shlichos. The shlichos on a chalois and shlichos on a maisa. And shlichus on a chalois is a miyad of cheresh shoyta v'kot. But shlichus on a maisa, that's a different kind of a shlichus. You don't learn shlichus on a maisa from shlichus on a chalois. And that's a new parsha of shlichus. In the new parsha of shlichus, over there, a cotton is chayit. There's no miyad. What does he mean? It's a new parsha of shlichus. He speaks out. There's a sugya in kedusha in mem aleph on it base that shlichus is learned out from get and shuma and korban pesach. Oh, he speaks about get and shuma. Get and shuma is on the chalos. Then there's another set of psukim that mitzad zeh we would say ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But there are certain places where there's a ribui by dvar aveira. You have shlichus. The marshal by Chotzer Begneva. Over there it's called Shlichus Ala Maisa. And that teaches us that by Shlichus Ala Maisa, over there, a Cheresh Shoyter V'Kotten is high. That's the Chiddush Mesivis. And it has a different mocker, a different pasuk. As the Miyutim that was said by Shlichus on the Chalois, Warren said in Shlichus on the Maisa.
As by Avera, you're not making Chalois. Avera is doing a Maisa Gneva. As that, there's no Dinim. Then Yeshlichus Lekoch. That's the vote of the Nesiva. The Nesiva says he doesn't understand how Taisis could be Chalois. It's a Mefurishi Gemara in Mila, Dav Chof Aleph. If you send a cotton with your Maya Shel Hegdish to the store, the Mishalach is Maya. As you see, a Mefurishi Gemara that in Shlichus Ledvar Aveira, even a cotton is to be a Shlich. That's the vote of the Nesivas. This Nesivas is a massive Chiddush in Torah. To say that there's a whole new Parsha of Shlichus that doesn't have the Miyutim of the regular Parsha of Shlichus yet is a massive Chiddush. Over there also is Shlichus ala Maisa, not only ala Chalos. Shlichus of Korban Pesach is ala Maisa yet. The Gemara asks, you should learn out Shlich Ledvar Avera from Shlichus ala Chalois. Yeah. Very big chiddush in the Nesivas. The worst thing with the cake that the Nesivas baked is from the place he bought the Raya is Muchach Makeh. That's like the Oyim V'Noyer part of the Nesivas. He says it's a Mufurish in Gemara in Mila Dav Chafale. The Gemara says over there, Lehedya, it's a din only in Mila. Kach is Mavur clearly in the Gemara. Because Asom Kimatan says this. It says a Hezba which is Shayach to Mila. What's Taka the Pshat over there? Why Taka? Because of Shimon, says a Mahalich in the Gemara, he dings on the Nesivish, and it's such a Gishmaka Mahalich. What's the story over there? The story over there is the father is sending the money to buy something. And the money is Maya Shel Hekdesh. As who does he send it with? He sends it with his little cup. He comes to the store and he gives it to the Meicher and the Kinyan is Chal. Is the cotton doing the Mechira? No. He's just handing the money to the Meicher. There's no din of the nosan biyodoy. When you buy something, you have to hand the money from your hand to his hand. If you put the money down on the table and the Meicher takes the money from the table, vada de kinyan's chal. There's no din you have to hand the money to the Meicher. As long as the Meicher gets the money, as what is the cotton over here? He's a postman. He's just handing him the money. But he's not making the kinyan b'chlal. As over there, the Gemara says, you could have a cotton to it. And you could even have a pill. You could even have an elephant, a monkey. Yeah. It's just getting the money to him. He's the postman. He's not doing anything. As over there, a cotton could do it. But when the cotton is doing the Maisa Kinyan of the Gneva, when the cotton's doing the Maisa HaMechayiv, how could you bring a Raya from there that you're Chayiv? That's Taina Dib Shimon B'Charifos on the Nesivas Ashtar Yataina. As that'll be a Mahalich to be Masbir Taisis. But Taisis doesn't hold the Raya the Nesivas. Boy, the Nesivas made a whole new parsha of Shlichus by Maisa, by Avera. Yes, Gom Mechut. A lot of times on the Nesivas. So, Fize, you have to say a different pshat in the Ritva. Why the Ritva holds that there is no problem of a cup. Like Deva. Okay. So, we'll leave it open. I know to think about it. Tomorrow we'll learn the second man the Yama of Hecha Divoy Ovid, Yom May Ovid. As Hashem, we're looking forward to seeing everyone tonight.